and the defending wall of the New Jerusalem. May this holy city, built of living stones, shine with spiritual radiance and witness to your greatness in the sight of all nations. And repeating the third antiphon, such is our God, he will be our guide forever. Alleluia. And the prayer or the reading for this Thursday morning is from Romans chapter 8, verses 10 through 11. If Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, while the Spirit lives because of justice. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then he who raised Christ from the dead will bring your mortal bodies to life, also through his Spirit dwelling in you. And our responsory, the Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. He hung upon the cross for us, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord is risen from the tomb, alleluia, alleluia. And now the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon, if you keep my commandments, you will live in my love, alleluia. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, if you keep my commandments, you will live in my love. Alleluia. And our intercessions. Christ rose from the dead and is always present in his church. Let us adore him and say, stay with us, Lord. Lord Jesus, victor over sin and death, glorious and immortal, be always in our midst. Stay with us, Lord. Come to us in the power of your victory and show our hearts the loving kindness of your Father. Stay with us, Lord. Come to heal a world wounded by division, for you alone can transform our hearts and make them one. Stay with us, Lord. Strengthen our faith in final victory and renew our hope in your second coming. Stay with us, Lord. Now gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer. Let us pray. Father, in your love, you have brought us from evil to good, and from misery to happiness. Through your blessings, give the courage of perseverance to those who you have called and justified by faith. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.